Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, here we go. There's a lot going on in the manager circle, let's put it that way. A few notes before we get into the main topic. Now, to begin with, our guy Pedro Sepulveda has been speaking about Ruben Amorim. He said yesterday, he's the only name on Liverpool's table to be the next coach. All the others are fake news, he actually used that term. And an aim to divert the attention from negotiations taking place with Amorim's agent, still no contact with Sporting. Obviously, Ruben Amorim came out recently and said, stop talking about me. I am the Sporting manager, leave it at that. Julian Nagelsmann looks like he's destined to return to Bayern Munich, which is interesting. Obviously, one of the names who's been in and around the frame for the Liverpool job. David Ornstein has spoken last night. It was, he said, Roberto De Zerbi still probably not going to be the one who'll be getting the job. He is not of the profile we're looking for. Amorim's been heavily linked, but his understanding is, despite he's a candidate, he's not a shoo-in for the job, and he's not necessarily the top option either. He did go on to say Liverpool looking at a number of options. They're finalising their work on them and will not be afraid to be brave and think outside the obvious candidates. Now, that takes us to Niko Kovac, in my opinion. Now, I've said this all flippantly in conversation, not even on shows necessarily in the past week, but, and we kind of touched on it last week in a way as well, Neil, like, this manager search now, it does feel a little bit reminiscent of our midfielder DM search in particular. Yeah. Because it was Moises Caicedo, it was Romeo Lavia, and all of a sudden it wasn't, and it was Vitorio Endo. Yeah. Like, if it's not Xabi Alonso, Julian Nagelsmann, Ruben Amorim, and this is no disrespect to whoever the guy could well be, but it does feel a little bit Vitorio Endo-esque in that it's going to be a bit of a surprise, potentially.
Yeah, I suppose if it's not Amorim, yeah, it will be, won't it? And Amorim is a risk anyway, but I think it will be Amorim, personally. But you're right. If you take him, if you scratched him off the list and said, right, where are we going now? You go, okay, that's a lot of unknowns in there. You know, I don't know if you, can you get the betting odds up? Or who would be?
I find them
who,
now. Yeah, talking,
who will yeah. be, who will be on there? Because I was trying to think that, you know, you might have, I think De Zerbi will probably still be in there yeah. somewhere. But
despite the fact it doesn't look like
yeah,
it, does
you'll
it?
Have possibly Unai Emery.
Yeah,
possibly, in there, yeah. And you know, you've got, you know, I'm trying to think. Steven Gerrard would probably be on the list somewhere along the lines, and that would be obviously a big okay. surprise.
Yeah, so Amorim off the top of the betting, Roberto De Zerbi, Julian Nagelsmann, Thiago Motta, but he looks Juventus bound. Last I heard, yeah. Thomas Tuchel not far behind, Gary O'Neill, Unai Emery, as you mentioned, yeah. Louis Enrique, Roger Schmidt, Zinedine Zidane, Graham Potter, Marco Rose, Marco Silva, Lopetegui.
Zinedine Zidane and Graham Potter in
next to each other. I mean, Xabi Alonso's, you know, midway in the list, and we know it's not going to be him. Yeah. Enzo Maresca's struggling. I mean, I'm surprised Thomas Frank's that low, I'll be really honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think Thomas Frank ticks a few boxes in terms of, I think he connect with supporters and energise them. I think that would be one. Obviously, yeah, he's done a good job in limited circumstances with Brentford. Premier League proven. I think style of play possibly would be one that you question, maybe. Just the level, just the sheer level of stepping up from the bottom of the Premier League or the bottom half of the Premier League to the top half. But I do like him. I think he's really good character. Mm. He's just someone I like as a person. You know, sort of want him to do well. In a lot of Premier League managers can come across poorly, I think, and I think he never really does. So not to me anyway. Yeah, possibly. I mean, I'd be interested to know what fans would think of Emery as a manager, because I watched the second half of that. Well, I watched the whole game of that Arsenal game. But if you can get Aston Villa playing that way, you know, and listen, Aston Villa aren't a small club by any means, and they're not on a small budget, but they're overachieving where they are at this moment in time, but they're also overachieving in terms of the performance levels that they're producing. You know, he's some coach. He is some coach and some manager. You know, his track record, Arsenal might colour it to a few people, but he still got them to a European final. If you talk about pedigree and sort of, you know, what have you got in your back pocket, sort of there, he's as well sort of stocked as anyone really in there. But is it a perception thing? Is it an age thing or just a communication thing maybe that would suffer? But he's a manager that I think he's a brilliant manager. I know we talked last week about. Yeah, you had Guillaume Balague on, and he was talking about Valverde and maybe being underappreciated and not touted for jobs. Yeah. I think Emery's another one of those. I think, you know, the fact that he's come to the Premier League and done what he did. I mean, he did it at Sevilla, he did it at Villarreal, obviously before that. Success seems to follow, or progress certainly seems to follow.
In Europe anyway.
Absolutely. But you know, you're doing it in the Premier League now. They're in a really good position now, aren't they, to qualify for the Champions League. As Aston Villa manager, and it's funny, isn't it, that you think Steven Gerrard was obviously in that position maybe 2 years ago, and you were thinking, right, if he just does, but you would never have dreamt that Steven Gerrard would get Aston Villa into the Champions League. You'd have said if Steven Gerrard kept Aston Villa sort of eighth, ninth in the league, you'd go, well, he's a shoo-in for the Liverpool job when Klopp leaves. Unai Emery's fourth in the league with Aston Villa, you know, so.
Should he be higher?
Should he be? You know, listen, he might be difficult to get out of them, you know, but he is one. I think Inzaghi, I've mentioned on the shows in the past, that you think, well, I'm looking at sort of what he's achieved, and you think that's another one that really I'm surprised he doesn't get sort of touted for more jobs. I personally think it will be Amarim.
Yeah.
But like I say, you move out of that. If you were to tick him off, if he was to come out and do an Alonso and say, I'm having one more year, you know, sorry, then you are starting to get into the realm of, okay, this is going to be interesting. You know, this is going to be a sort of a real
left field
or risky appointment. I don't think Kovac, you know, to move on to Niko Kovac, I don't see that as being a realistic prospect. He's, you know, someone who's, he's not been popular, I think, in terms of, you know, when he's done it, you know, even if he won a double at Bayern Munich, but he was already seen as someone who, he's not for them really, you know. I think he was moved out. I think the story said something like his agent has been sounding out Premier League clubs, and you think, well, yeah, that makes more sense than, you know, Liverpool putting that name out there. I think it's more likely to come from that, but I think we'll have to wait and see, but I would expect Amarim to stay top of the agenda. And you know, they had obviously another good weekend, didn't they? They won Friday, kept that gap up to Benfica. What are they? Are they two wins away from winning the league?
I think they play tonight as well.
Yeah, and they've got a cup final obviously on the horizon as well. I thought his press conference was good, wasn't it? You know, like I like the fact that he just said, look, this is the last time we're going to talk about it, and you know, that's one way to do it, isn't it? But I think I have to take him at his word at this moment in time, but I expect there'll be more developments in that situation.
You would imagine so.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And he said the right things, I think, really. You'd want to hear that when you're a sports fan.
And his players, you know, you don't... Yeah. They might all accept the gaffer's probably off at the end of the season. But you don't want him coming out and saying, well, you know... You look at the difference with the Zerbi a little bit, you know, what them Brighton players feel when he's coming out and saying, well, you know, I need to have a speak with the owner and, you know, they need to match my ambitions and blah, blah, blah. It does lend itself to a little bit of sort of,
you're not fully invested.
You're not here for this. Yeah. You know, like maybe we've had conversations where you've told me that you come and join Brighton because I'm here for the long run and I want you to be part of it. And now you're sort of saying you might jump ship, you know. Mm. I know, maybe it just also gives the impression that all's not well at the club if you're doing stuff like that. So at least Amorim, I think he was more than fair to do it, and I actually think it's probably it's a feather in his cap a little bit from a Liverpool point of view that he's conducting himself in that manner.
Yeah, I agree with you. And also, if you haven't seen the clip of him shouting at Pepe at Porto, then where have you been? Because that's been doing the rounds. And it's nice to see, isn't it? I will just draw light.
Everyone shouts at Pepe.
He's
the ultimate wind-up.
I'm here for it. There's three names in here. Fernandez Torres at 40-1, Steven Gerrard at 40-1, and Abel Xavier at 40-1 as well. So,
there you go, another three. Wow. What's Abel Xavier? You know what? I have to admit, I don't know what Abel Xavier does these days.
He is going down the coaching route, and I'm pretty 99.9% certain he did his coaching badges with Ruben Amorim.
Okay.
Over in Belfast.
A couple of years ago. That's maybe Gerrard's 2 years too late, Torres is 2 years too early, you know. The timing is an interesting thing, isn't it? You know, again, I am a little bit surprised, that we haven't seen Stephen positioning himself a little bit and sort of saying, well, you know, don't forget about me, you know, okay, you can accept I had a bad time at Villa and I went to Saudi Arabia and it's a little bit out of sight to the mainstream, but I don't forget Jürgen anointed him. You know, I think he basically said he will be the next Liverpool manager, or he will be a future Liverpool manager. So I am a little bit surprised that there's been no talk really about him in there, and even from his side, you know, I don't know if he's been asked. I'd be surprised if he hasn't. You know, people wouldn't be doing the job, I don't think, if someone hadn't said to him at one of his team's games, would you be interested? You think if this was 18 months ago, 2 years ago, that, you know, every story would have been Steven Gerrard to Liverpool. And I am a little bit surprised at that, even if that tells you a little bit about, you know, how quickly things change in management.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, his stock definitely took a massive hit, and maybe it tells you a little bit about where he's at in terms of his managerial career and his ambitions as well. But I make you right on Kovac as well, for it's worth it. I put an agenda there, 2 years, because I feel like he only ever does 2 years anywhere he's at. Mm. And all his managerial stints have been pretty much that long, and I'm not sure Liverpool need or want that right now. However, having said that, the idea of a stopgap for a season while we wait for Xabi Alonso has definitely crossed my mind. Whichever way, I'm fine with it.
Jürgen to get bored.
Yeah, he wants a year out.
What's he want to do? He's got to learn to cook, he said.
It's taking me 39. Yeah, my missus might disagree with me actually on that.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ,
the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.